Hello, my name is Jason Bazanke, doing a podcast for St. Ninian's Community Church. A reading from John chapter 9. It says, as he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, and he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said this, he spat on the ground, made some mud with saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbours and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg? Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man. Now, how then were your eyes opened? They demanded. He replied, the man called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see. Where is the man? They asked him. I don't know, he said. Amen. Father, we thank you for this word, and we thank you for all your grace and your mercy upon each one of our lives. And we just ask you, Lord Jesus, for you to help this word to be a blessing for each one of us, and for you to help us to be in you, Lord Jesus, while you open our eyes. In Jesus' holy name we ask and pray. Amen. Now we can see that Jesus and his disciples was walking along the road, and when he seen this man who was blind, they asked him, Rabbi, which is teacher, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Well, Jesus was explaining that basically, we all know that the words were saying that God punishes the children for the 3rd and 4th generations of the ones who go against God or who sin against God. But Jesus was saying, no. He might have been born blind, but this is for a reason. Because neither this man nor his parents sinned. I'm going to open the eyes of this man. And this is going to be an example for God's life, to show that the work of God can bring light, of opening the eyes of the blind. Because that was one of the callings that Jesus came. He wanted people to see the truth, and to know that truth, and to be set free. Because Jesus was the light of the world. He was the one who was the bread of life. And when we ate the bread, we knew we had life, because he was the one who gave us light. And this light was the light of the world that took away all the scales from our eyes, that opened our eyes, that helps us to have life. And this was an example, because it was to displayed upon this man's life so we could have life. And there's many times in our lives when we can go through the same example, because Jesus wants to open our eyes. He wants us to be able to take away all that mud that is stopping us from being able to see, for helping us to know the truth, to help us to be set free from whatever it is that's compacting us, whether it be drug addictions, whether it be fornications, whether it could be stealing, crime. There's so many things that we could be doing as people where we're blinded and we think it's giving us life. The deceit that we live in, the lies that we live in. Instead of going to Jesus of finding light, of going to be washed clean, where we get this scent, where it's a beautiful aroma, it smells beautiful to be set free. It seems so beautiful to just know the truth and to be high, and saying, Lord, I can breathe on fresh air and I can feel free, because the freedom that came through Jesus Christ. But you know, the people who came to Jesus afterwards were people who were the Pharisees, who were the religious people of them times, who Jesus always spoke against, because these people who were full of religion was not showing life in their lives. You know, it's just like Moses. Moses was chosen, and when the people were thirsty, he was saying to them, look, these people are thirsty. He said, Moses, take your staff and hit the rock. And sometimes when we hit our lives with this Bible, we start finding life. We start having water fills, which is nourishment to our souls and for others in need. And we start opening the eyes of the blind. This man here, who Jesus opens his eyes to, who Jesus opened the man's eyes, this man's eyes who was open, he people who knew him were saying, isn't this the man who was begging? Isn't this the same man who was begging on the streets? And people were going, no. And some people were going, yes, it's definitely him. And he was going, yes, it's me. It's me. I've got my eyes open. And they were going, who's done this? And he was going, no, it was Jesus. Jesus, the man they call Jesus, opened my eyes. He helped me. And I can imagine this man, from that moment on, he had life. He had life, and that life, I can imagine, he went back praising God and wanted to glorify God, no? And wanted other people to find life and to have their eyes opened. And that was the work that God was saying, Jesus was saying to his disciples, as long as it's day, we must do the work of him who sent me. And if we have Jesus, we want other people to be able to know the truth so they can have their eyes open, so they can have a good life. No, people come to me and say, aren't you Jason Bozzer who used to beg on the streets? Didn't you used to do this? Didn't you used to do that? And I go, well, yes, it is me. Some people go, no, you're different. And I go, well, yes, I am different. Jesus opened my eyes. He opened my eyes and set me free. No different than we see this man who was born blind got his eyes opened. He got his eyes opened so we could have life. So we could give, so we could have life and see. And that's what Jesus came down to do. He came to open the eyes of the blind. He came to take away all the wrong things that they have. Especially when he died on the cross, Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, he gave us a spirit. And this spirit that he gave us is what the spirit was nourishing to our souls, to give us life, so we could give life to other people. And that life that we'd been freely given, we could give, lay down and give to others. And that's what God wanted to do with each one of us. He wanted us to be set free so we could have our eyes open, just like this poor man who was begging on the sides of the streets many times in his life. He was there begging, wondering, how am I going to get by in life? How am I going to do this in life? I can't do the things. And just Jesus came along and set him free. He opened his eyes. He let him be able to see the light of life. And the light of life is what gives nourishing. And that nourishing he wanted to share with everybody. He wanted people to know how that light could be in their lives, just like it was in this man's life. And this man who finally could see the light, he could see the darkness, he could see everything in the world, good and bad, and he chose to be opened up because God opened his eyes and helped him to see through the power of Jesus, because Jesus was the light of the world who give light and give life to all those that wanted. And this man wanted, and just like in my life I wanted, and I hope and pray that everybody can find their eyes be opened spiritually. We're not talking naturally, but there is a balance of the scales of putting the two together. There's a balance. There's not more spirit and less physical. It's got to be balanced. And that balance comes from Jesus Christ, who opens our eyes and helps us to see clearly and helps us to see the clear of day and helps us to overcome every obstacle that comes our way. Especially on these times when we can have these problems of coronavirus, where we're all stuck in our houses, we come to be content. Just like Apostle Paul said, who was one of the disciples, he says, I come to be content in every moment. Whether I'm well fed, whether I'm hungry, whether I'm in need or have plenty, I'm always able to cope in every moment because he had the Lord Jesus who opened his eyes, who gave him a life, who gave him a foundation and gave him a blessing. And that's what God wants to do with each one of us. He wants us to be blessed. He doesn't want us to be living in darkness. He doesn't want us to be not having light of knowing the truth and being set free. But it's just if we allow us to be able to go to churches, seek the word of God, having Jesus in our lives, having this communion with Jesus and this relationship with Jesus Christ, because he's the one who opens our eyes. And people go, well, where is Jesus? He goes, well, I don't know. I can't see him, but I know he's here. I know he's here with me, but I just can't see him. And many times we start learning to see what the natural eye doesn't see, because that's where our faith kicks in. Our faith kicks in because we believe in the things we can't see. And then when we believe in that and we start understanding that, that truth takes away the scales and helps us to be able to see. Amen. Spiritually. And spiritually we have life. And that natural life becomes to be a blessing to each one of us. And just like in my life, people go to me, are you the lad who used to be in the city centre selling the big issue or doing this or doing that? And I'd go, yeah. And he'd go, no, can't be. And I'd go, yes, it was Jesus. I am him. And Jesus set me free. And that same thing can be in your life and anyone's life who chooses to go to Jesus and start accepting him. Amen. Father, we thank you for your words. We thank you for your truth. And we thank you for the life that you've given us. Please bless each one of us and help us to walk by your grace and your mercy. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you bless this word and help us, Lord Jesus, to accept you. Because you know that you died on the cross for our sins, that you rose again to life. And in that life, you want to open our eyes of helping us to have life and life in abundance. I thank you for the miracle changes that you do in our lives. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came to give us life. And all the things that happen in our life are for a reason, so your power can be displayed in our lives. So we pray for that power in our lives. But give us a hunger and a thirst to seek you, to put you first, to for you to open our eyes, for you to help us to see you clear as day. And for you to help us to have life in abundance like you promised us in your word, because you came down and you told us that you was the way, the truth and the life. And in that life we want to have, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the life that you've given us, and thank you for the cross that you died on. Cover us by your precious blood and forgive us for all wrongs and faults, and help us to have life and life in abundance. In Jesus' holy name we ask and pray. Amen.